This is Derek Bros. This is Derek Bros of the Conscious Resistance.
I'm here in Standing Rock.
That man is wanted in 5 different countries: Chile, Argentina, Brazil.
We've been fighting a long time. We've all lost so very much. So many loved ones gone.
Don't you fucking tease that horse!
You are not alone. There are pockets of resistance all around the planet. We are at the brink. Above all, stay alive. You have no idea how important.
All right, so let's get into this first important story here. This is coming from Whitney Webb's website, Unlimited Hangout. And I know Whitney has had a few contributors to the website. Whitney, of course, is a co-writer with myself at The Last American Vagabond with Ryan Christian. And shout out to Ryan Christian and The Last American Vagabond and everybody who's been supporting Ryan, because he's also recently been purged from YouTube. And so Whitney has one of her writers, Johnny Vedmore, who's doing a good job here. This is from November 3rd, just a couple of days ago, on the day of the election, it was released. And it's about two companies, Darktrace and Cyber Reason, intelligence front companies, as he says, seeking to subjugate the world with an AI singularity. And now I really recommend digging through this article yourself. As always, I'm not going to read articles to you. I'd really prefer for you to read on your own. But what the meat of this is, for one, many of you have probably heard of Cyber Reason. If you've watched my Darkest Winter documentary, or if you've listened to any of Whitney Webb's articles on Cyber Reason, you know about the Operation Blackout simulation. As I mentioned a few moments ago, they simulated what might happen in the 2020 election. And several of them, you know, these things resulted in the election being in chaos and, you know, hackers and just all kinds of chaos ending in martial law, or the military, the Supreme Court getting involved in the presidency. A lot of the things that we're seeing play out. This is why I'm saying it's being scripted. And this was scripted by Never Trump or Republican neocons, as well as left-wing people who hate Trump and more associated with like the Biden, Clinton, Obama faction, which is why I understand when some people think, see, the Democrats are trying to steal it from Trump because he's a good guy. But to believe that, you have to believe that Trump's a good guy. To believe that Trump's a good guy, you have to ignore the evidence of what he's been doing for the last 4 years. We've covered that in past videos. Those of you who think I'm incorrect, I challenge you to challenge yourself and look at my information that I've covered over the last 4 years, both in articles and video, showing that Trump is more the same. But as long as you know, we're talking about that, just again, I want it to be clear that this is not an anti-Trump thing. I think that both Trump and Biden are both playing their roles, as all presidential puppets do, because nobody gets to that level of power without being approved. And in the Cyber Reason simulation that ended in election chaos, we talked about how this company, Cyber Reason, is not just some random company. They have connections to Israeli intelligence, specifically the well-known Israeli Unit 8200 that some of you might have come across in your research over the years. This is a very elite hacking squad, you could say. They're a group within Israeli intelligence, and they are definitely involved in a lot of screwy things. As we know, Israel was involved in 9/11. And of course, saying that gets you banned on Facebook and YouTube, but it's the truth. And I've covered that in past reports and documentaries over the years. So another company, though, that we need to know about and they talk about is called Darktrace. So Cyber Reason is one company that was involved with Operation Blackout and the simulation of the 2020 election. Darktrace is also involved in similar things. And this is really interesting. So the writer here says, Johnny says, that the members of Darktrace are open about their aims. They talk about how publicly held data should be the right of anybody to sell around the world. Because remember, data is the new oil. We've been hearing that for years. And that's part of the fourth industrial revolution, which is part of the Great Reset, which is basically the new world order put into new terms, Agenda 21, Agenda 2030. They're just rebranding everything and they're using COVID as the excuse. So they talk about how this company has been growing. They first launched their website in 2013. And the description of their company back then was titled The New Normal: Learn Human and Machine Behavior to Reduce Cybersecurity Risk. Now think about that. This company, Darktrace, was using that phrase, which is not just a phrase you hear all the time prior to COVID, way back in 2013, the new normal. And here we are in 2020 and COVID nonsense and the new normal is being plastered everywhere since the beginning of March. And you know, we need to continue to reject that new normal every step of this way. Like, that's what we need to remember, is we always need to reject their new normal. Everything that they're trying to push us into by force or otherwise, we should reject, and we should recognize that we have to get organized. I see a couple questions. Lauren asks, should we buy emergency food to help prepare for what the future may hold? And I would say yes, Lauren, that everybody who has the ability should be stocking up on extra food and supplies and various things that make you feel safe. I'm not here to tell anybody how to do that or, you know, go about that, but I do think that is a valuable tool and a tip that everybody should be doing to prepare for anything that may come. That is why I put out the Darkest Winter mini documentary. That is why I just led a group of about five people, five different vehicles coming back from the US to come to Mexico because they're concerned with what's going on. So yes, be prepared in any way you can. Get prepared in any way for what might be coming. And even if nothing happens, the idea of preparation is to be prepared for that day that it might be necessary. And it's always better to be prepared than not. So this company, using the new normal phrase back in 2013, connected with Israeli intelligence. And I'm just going to give, again, a few examples. You guys should really, really go read this article. So Dave Palmer was an MI5, which is British intelligence anti-terror agent working on the 2012 Olympics, when he and some of his colleagues first hashed out the idea for what would become Dark Trace. They wanted to create an AI cybersecurity system that was based on the human immune system, a system that differed from traditional reactive antivirus software approach. The system would look for abnormalities in a computer network's processes to target a wide range of more sophisticated cyber issues. And he'd spent 14 years working for MI5 and the GCHQ, which are both British intelligence spy agencies. And he eventually would approach two mathematicians from Cambridge University to put this whole project. And they're working on essentially the singularity, trying to work on some pretty scary AI stuff that you really need to know about. And then they installed the CEO, Poppy Gustafsson, which, as this article shows, that in a talk that Poppy was giving to TechCrunch on stage, basically tried to gloss over the fact that the whole project was funded by, you know, somebody from British intelligence. And the journalist actually did a question. Natasha Lomas said, quote, "So did the maths research come first, or then you got together with the spies? Which way was it first? Which way was it?" And it says Gustafsson squirms a little before saying, "It was exactly that. First, the machine learning that was talking about how to critique a computer to help understand itself. And then it was experts from the government's intelligence agencies who thought, ooh, this could be applied to the problem of cybersecurity." But as the article points out, that was an outright lie. She lied and claimed that they were working on this first, and then the British intelligence got involved, when it was clearly being built by an agent of British intelligence from the very beginning. And so it goes on to further all the different connections to Oracle, the big tech, and everything that this company Darktrace is connected to. And of course, it leads to the Israeli connections and how, you know, it's just made up of a bunch of intelligence agencies. And we can go even further, though, and see that one of the men that they talk about here, Wade, excuse me, where's his name? Where did he go? Jonathan Evans. Well, one of their board members is connected to Epstein and Maxwell connections. Basically, CIA stalwart Alan Wade is a member of the Darktrace advisory team, and he joined in May 2016. He also has connections. He co-founded Chilead alongside Ghislaine Maxwell's sister, Christine Maxwell, as Whitney Webb reported earlier this year. And again, this all leads to Israeli intelligence. So Darktrace, and then again, the aforementioned Cyber Reason, which we covered. Cyber Reason's co-founded by Israeli intelligence. Like, I mean, there's lots of pieces of the puzzle here that you need to understand. And prior, leading up to the election, this is a thing where people don't understand how much the media is controlled. You sit and watch some election report and you think that, oh, here's an expert that they say in cybersecurity telling me that the election, you know, ballots could be hacked or this or that danger is being posed. But you don't realize that all of these people appearing across the networks are connected to one company that's connected to intelligence agencies from both Britain and from Israel. And at the end, at the top, you see here, as they point out, in reality, it is a company partially owned by such defense giants as Lockheed Martin, and who has very close ties to the Israeli intelligence apparatus. Cyber Reason now has its AI-driven cybersecurity software running on some of the U.S. government's most classified networks, including numerous critical U.S. military systems. I mean, this is a recipe for disaster. And he gets into Operation Blackout and describes how that went. That's the election simulation that we talked about. And yeah, this is really important article. I really want you guys to read this. But the point is that, I mean, it connects to Carbine 9/11, which is connected to Epstein. These companies are appearing on TV being promoted as experts right now. They're being promoted as the people we should tune into, we should listen to, we should trust when it comes to what's going on with the election and whatever's to come. And I guarantee you, if there is some sort of hacking of the election, or if Trump or Biden claim that, you know, the votes were hacked, and we've already seen some of this talk, even if it doesn't happen on this election, it seems like they're amping up and working towards something. But I would expect to hear the name Cyber Reason more often. They're going to be put in front of you as experts. They're going to be promoted as the people we should listen to. And that's something we should be very skeptical of as we move forward. But there's been talk of by the DHS and others for months that there could be an EMP attack on the U.S. systems as well. So whether it comes in the form of an EMP attack or some false flag cyber attack, again, you do need to be prepared for anything. You need to be prepared for the potential that something really dark is coming this dark winter, whether it's they blame it on COVID or they blame it on hackers or election chaos, civil unrest. I mean, all of these things are kind of coming together and coalescing at once. And it's not something that either side should be cheering on. I don't really want to talk about the election, but let me just say, if you're out there thinking that your guy is being, the election's being stolen from him or the other side's trying to cheat, it's probably true because every election involves cheating and they're always rigged. I mean, it's not a big change. It shouldn't be a big change or surprise to anybody. But at the end of the day, if we actually want to move past those systems, guys, we're going to have to realize that it's all a show and it's all bullshit. And we shouldn't invest our time or energy into that. Don't go to the streets, try to protest and riot against other people. Don't turn against your neighbor. Keep realizing that this is what the predator class up there wants. They're mining your minds for your emotions, for your spirit, and they're trying to control and manipulate you by guiding you exactly where they want you to be. So don't forget that.
This is Derek Bros. Derek Bros. Derek Bros. This is Derek Bros of the Conscious Resistance. I'm here in Standing Rock.
That man is wanted in 5 different countries: Chile, Argentina, Brazil.
We've been fighting a long time. We've all lost so very much. So many loved ones gone.
Don't you fucking tease that horse!
You are not alone. There are pockets of resistance all around the planet. We are at the brink. We've all stayed alive. You have no idea how important.